Right now, we've been joined in the studio by Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Where are you from, Robert?
I'm from the Isle of Wight, Newport. Lived here my whole life. Was born in Newport as well.
Okay. A lot of detail there.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I currently, in my last year at college, I'm currently just doing mechanics for myself as well. So it's in my own little workshop, which is quite nice and quite enjoyable.
You got a workshop?
Yeah.
And you're what, 21, 22?
21.
21. You got your own little workshop?
Yeah.
Is this not, this is away from the workplace, this is yours, your own?
Yeah, this is my own little area. I've got a little two-post ramp in there as well.
Oh, wow.
Got the cars up.
Normally you get to about 60 and then you get your own shed down the garden because it's space away from the wife. But in your case, you're 21 and got your own little garagey bit.
Yeah.
How great is that? So what sort of cars do you fix? Any of
them? I've currently been doing up a Sierra Ibiza.
When you say doing up, you mean...
Repairing.
Yeah.
I got it in, I've replaced a couple of things, made it run nicely. Sounds sweet as a button now.
Could you want to advertise? Can I bring my car to you from now on, then?
Of course you can.
Good. We're making friends here. Look at that. But what do you want to do, though? Have you always wanted to be a mechanic?
I've always loved cars, and it wasn't till there was a mess up in a school. I won't name names, but a mess up in a school, which I ended up converting to mechanics.
Right.
And I found my feet in it. It's the best course I've ever done. Of getting distinctions and merits the whole way through it.
Good for you.
There's no other lesson I've been in which I've done so well in.
Do you know, it sounds impressive, really, because you very rarely meet someone that's 21 and got their own little garage and fixing cars. Because, I don't know how it all works these days, because obviously back in the day, I'm guessing, old-fashioned engines and so on and so forth. Now you plug them into computers now and it tells you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I hate that sort of stuff. It's easier for modern-day life, and I know how to do it. But I have to admit, going back and doing old cars, I just love, because there's so much more beauty in an older engine than a newer one.
Yeah.
Because in new engines, it's covered in plastic, you just plug a machine in, semi tells you what's wrong, and you just change it. There's no true mechanics in it. But when you get an old car and it starts to play up a little bit, you've properly got to know the engine properly to get into it, to know what's wrong with it.
You sure you're only 21?
Yeah.
You sound like a little old bloke there. You really know your stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Very impressed. What other things do you like doing?
I play a lot of video games.
Yeah.
I love driving. Can't get enough of it. I'm always trying to find excuses to drive everywhere.
What do you drive?
I drive a Fiat Stilo.
Right.
And it's a beautiful little car, but I might see if I can change it sooner or not. But it runs lovely.
You're bored with it already. You want something else.
Well, I fix cars all the time, so I keep getting cars in, going, oh, I like this car. I love driving it around and all stuff like that.
Do you know what? I saw something the other day, and it was my dream car. I want one of these now. I don't know. I think it might be a Suzuki, but it's called a Cappuccino. It's like a little red sports car I keep seeing around Newport.
Yeah, I think...
I want one of those. I mean, I know they look a little bit girly, but I really... And I don't even know whether I'll fit in it, because they do look really, really small. They look like half a car.
I might have to get you a horseshoe to get in.
So what sort of stuff... You want to be interested in radio, you want to do voiceovers and things like that. So
yeah.
So you want to come in on the four-piece course?
Yeah.
What sort of voiceovers do you do, then?
I haven't really locked anything in, but the other day I was in the cafe at work just doing an impression of Emperor Palpatine for some strange reason. I go wander around my house making weird noises, talking to myself sort of thing.
You're going to be perfect for the four-piece course.
Cheers.
So when do you want to come back then?
Next week.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. We'll talk some more on that and we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Voiceover Man, we're going FM a little bit later this year, and we're looking for someone to do our FM jingle. So you never know. You know, if you come through the first test, you might end up doing our FM jingles.
Fair enough.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And fixing our cars too.
Yeah.
How great is that?